Oh, hey, I'm Melissa Reynolds.
And I'm Todd Reynolds, coming at you for episode number 31 of the podcast, We've Been Reynolds.
Good job.
Thank you. My voice wasn't as Dick Clarkus today.
I'm
a little tired.
It was a bit on the boring side.
Boring. Sorry, I'll try to not be boring for the rest of this episode. How's that?
Good job.
Better?
Good
Thank
job.
You.
All right. So,
thank you.
Ooh, that was funny. Okay. So, we have a special shout out tonight.
Shouting it out loud and proud.
Right? Somebody who's been loving the podcast, we've been told.
Shout it out loud. Yeah. Exactly.
Stop it. So, somebody who's been loving the podcast, which is very exciting to me. Mm-hmm. We go way back with these two guys.
And it's funny because, you know, you hear about it, you don't think that you're reaching anybody, and then it's like, oh, you like it? Oh, cool. You know,
yeah, so it makes you feel really good when you find out that your friends like it and then your friends are listening.
Yeah.
Right? So our shout out is going to Chris and Kyle Beatty. Kyle Beatty.
There you go, fellas.
Yeah. Thanks so much for listening. We're super excited.
As the kids would say, you're goats.
Yeah, you're goats. Thank you. Yeah. Can you start telling all of our friends about it? Because that would make you even bigger goats. Right?
It'd be great. Oh, thank you.
That was so bad.
Of course it was bad.
Oh, my
goodness. It's the only reason I'm here.
Oh, that was amazing, actually. Yeah. So anyway, thanks so much, Chris and Kyle. I will tell you a Chris Beatty story. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So once...
Does it involve Midland or no?
No, it involves Rounds Ranch or Chapel's Farm.
Okay.
So once we went on a class trip. So Kyle was in Livy's class all the way through elementary school. They hung out. Livy just loves his sense of humor, thinks he's a great guy. And they hung out for a long... Sorry, Todd's phone. Maybe we'll talk about that later, actually. That's something we can talk about.
So my phone is on silent, but my watch was not, so sorry. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to.
That might have been our producer. Okay. Hmm. Anyway, all right, here we go.
So, dropping me notes to do something, so yeah.
All right, so we went on a class trip. Again, Livy's been friends with Kyle since they were in JK. They were great friends. They both have great senses of humors. And she's always just thought he's really funny. Nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
So,
made some pretty cool shirts for him, too.
Yes, Livy's made some pretty cool shirts for him.
Definitely.
Livy's got a shirt business, and it's really taking off. She's had it for the last almost 7 years, and she's becoming pretty much a profesh.
Yeah. She's good at it. Really good.
Yeah, really good. Okay, so then we were on, you know, when you go to Chapel's Farm or Rounds Ranch on a school trip and it's in the fall and you go...
Pumpkin picking, were you?
Yes, yeah, we were pumpkin picking. Chris was a great pumpkin picker. He might not even remember this story, but I'll never forget it. So we're on this trailer thing, right? Like the...
Like a wagon?
Yeah, we're on the wagon. Okay, yeah. And we're
being
all
pulled
sitting...
by a tractor.
Yes, and we're all sitting jammed on a wagon with a bunch of kids... Who literally could have just...
Jumped off
or just fallen backwards off because they were so teeny.
Do you have pumpkins at this time or no?
Yes.
Okay.
We've already picked the pumpkins.
All right.
And they were like 4 at the time. And I didn't know Chris yet that well. Like I kind of knew who... I knew who he was for sure, but I didn't know him. I think he worked with Mel too, my sister. But anyway, I didn't know him that well. So we are sitting there and there's so much mud. Like it is mud central. There's mud everywhere around us. And that wagon.
The worst.
Oh, my goodness. Do you remember those days? They're in slush pants. They're getting disgustingly dirty.
Yeah.
They're in rubber boots. You're in rubber boots. It's freezing cold. It's raining. All the things. I'm sure everybody remembers at least one time in their lives going to a pumpkin patch, which you think is going to be super fun. And then you're freezing and your kid has snot all over their face and it's cold. Anyway.
Want to go home.
All for the pumpkin you can buy at Foodland.
Right.
Right? So
that's
anyway.
That's probably cheaper.
Right. So we are going and we are stuck in the mud, numerous times stuck in the mud. Like keep getting stuck in the mud. The tractor gets out. We get stuck in the mud again. And like it's really going back and forth. Like it is not a safe stuck in the mud.
Okay.
I remember Chris had big, huge boots on, I believe. Anyway,
function does trump fashion.
Right.
Right. Yes.
I do remember thinking, whoa, there's some big boots.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all of a sudden, a random baby, must have been a sibling of one of the kids on the tractor. Chris, if you're listening, I don't know. Do you remember this? All of a sudden.
He does heroic things all the time.
He does heroic things all the time. Yes. So this is not like I'm not going to tell you a baby fell into the mud. Don't worry.
That's where I was going. And he Supermaned off the thing. I'm not joking.
All of a sudden, a baby throws their baby bottle into the mud.
Dumb baby.
Throws the baby bottle into the mud. And Chris jumps off. As we're going with his big boots on, Chris jumps off the wagon. Jumps off the wagon. He gets the baby bottle and he somehow jumps back into the wagon.
It's very agile.
Right?
Yeah.
He's a tall man to be so
agile.
I've
seen him on skates.
Yeah. Right? Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. I said to Kara, that was pretty nice that he just jumped off.
You know what happened, I'm sure? His training probably just kicked in and into safety mode.
Maybe he thought it was a baby at first. Maybe he thought the baby fell off the trailer. A wagon. Maybe he thought it was a baby. It wasn't. But I was just like, wow, that is impressive, heroic behavior. So anyway, Chris, thank you for being a fan, and you're the shout out.
Awesome.
Ian now will be jealous that you've had like a really big shout out. Someday we might have to do another one for Ian.
Perhaps.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
Okay, so now that we've done our shout out, we are going to start our podcast. And what we're talking about today is getting Reynolds. We were Reynolds, unfortunately. Sunday.
Depending where you listen to this, it was a Sunday.
Oh,
it doesn't
matter.
Yeah,
when, yeah. Right? A Sunday. We were Reynolds.
A Sunday that was jam-packed with activities. Yes. And of course, you know.
Always jam-packed
with
activities.
The old Reynolds factor popped up.
Yeah, it was great. So I am in a show called The Prom with GBMTC.
You're a thespian.
I am a thespian. Yeah. I am in a musical. I'm in the ensemble, which is actually really fun because there's not a lot of pressure, except for, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm not a great dancer, and I'm really trying to learn to dance in this show. So get ready. I'm part of a Godspell cast, and they do a lot of like tambourine style dancing.
Do you have to play the tambourine?
I do have to play the tambourine. That's amazing.
I love that.
So I'm in this show. It is pretty exhausting because I'm not a dancer. Somebody said to me, well, I thought you were a dance teacher. I'm like, I'm a dance teacher.
Not
with
a dancer.
No dance experience.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a drama major. I have my drama specialist as a teacher.
Yes.
But I'm not like, I can do choreo for a school show.
Stellar choreo.
It is pretty good choreo.
I've seen your choreo.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. Yeah. It's not Step terrible.
Touch.
I have had so many people compliment
Grapevine.
My show. I've had so many people compliment my shows.
Yeah.
But I am not a dancer. Mm. So I am trying really hard to be a good dancer. And I have terrible plantar fasciitis. Terrible.
Sore feet.
If anybody has a trick for me and you're listening to this, please let me know. I need all the tricks. I'm getting all the things done. Anyway, I'm digressing. But so that rehearsal was like 4.5 hours long. That's a long rehearsal when you're 48 years old and you can't dance. And almost everything is dancing.
And your kids weren't there.
No, my kids weren't there for that one.
They
so I'm in the show with Cooper and Olivia. They're leads in the show. I am a ensemble.
Yeah.
And which I'm loving. And so that's a long rehearsal. So I get out of the rehearsal looking super cute, my little runners and my little like bag, trying to look like a thespian even more.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Get out. And then I am talking to my friend Dennis. We're chatting. We don't have the best cars. Like we have a lot of money. Like my business does well. And Todd's a teacher, but we have 4 kids, 2 in university, 2 in dance. That is a lot. And they pay for a lot of their university, but it's just a lot, right? And groceries are $1 million. And like groceries for us are $1,600 a month. So just, you know, life is expensive. So we have not been able to buy new cars. I also could care less about a car.
Right. I just want something that runs, really. Yeah. I don't care if it's the fanciest. I just want something that runs and works.
Yeah, we're not really... We would rather have other things than like the fanciest car in town.
I have to say down here, I do love a van.
You do.
I am a van lover.
You are. And like me, myself, I would like a little punch buggy.
Not happening.
I would always have liked that since I was 16 years old.
Yes.
But I don't really care what we drive. I'd rather spend my money on fun things than worry about, I just don't care what we drive. But I would like if it didn't breakdown.
Breakdown, right, yes.
So anyway, I get out to the parking lot. It's this teeny tiny parking lot that I already find annoying.
Yes.
And I say goodbye to Dennis, my friend. I'm very glad it didn't happen with Dennis there because it's embarrassing when your car is not great. So anyway, I get in the car and I was like, I turn it on and I was like, I turn the steering wheel. I'm like, that's a weird sound. It goes, like
that's,
scraping.
That's pretty accurate, yeah. It's good. You know, sometimes they say that if you have to go to a shop, you're supposed to tell them the sound that it's making.
Well, so, then I could have done that. I should have voice messaged Jill and said,
yes. Here's the sound, Jill. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's weird. But our cars aren't great and they often make sounds. They often are not like the greatest.
Right.
So then. Well,
can I state though that the most recent sound in this car that we're talking about, I diagnosed it correctly, just saying it was a loose heat shield,
good
which
job.
It was.
Stop being
and
such
a loose
a
heat
fan.
Shield doesn't matter.
But it
really
is annoying
much.
To hear sounds
yeah,
in the car.
But, you know.
Creates
so.
A little bit of anxiety.
Right.
Anyway, so I turn off the car because I kind of know what to do when things in a car go wrong because it happens quite frequently in our life. Well, I turn off the car. I turn the car back on. I'm like, what is happening? I got to get out of here. There were no lights on the dashboard. So I back up. But again, the parking lot is minuscule and there isn't, you have to do an 18-point turn to get out of this parking lot. So I back up.
Oh, you didn't back into your spot?
Todd.
That's my preferred parking style.
That's not. I will never back into a spot.
Safety
I hate
first.
To back in.
Safety first.
Sarah, stop looking at me like that. I hate backing in. So does Olivia.
It's a superlative way to park.
Not great at that for her license. Anyway, so I back up and all of a sudden my steering starts to not work. I'm like, I've been down this road before.
Yes.
And then I can smell a little bit of maple syrup, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, ding, ding, ding. I feel like this has happened to us before. So I back up because I think maybe I can make it home because I don't know how bad the leak is. And I don't even know for sure if that's what it is. And I start driving and I'm like, oh my goodness, I literally can't turn my wheel at all.
Right.
Now I'm in the middle of this teeny tiny parking lot. And I know in 20 minutes, everybody else is being let out
right.
of the rehearsal. And I am going to be in the middle of this teeny tiny parking lot and no one will be able to go home. Right?
Right.
So I'm like, I got to get out of this teeny tiny parking lot. I can't turn my wheel. But I can drive straight. So it's a big, like, four lanes, right?
Yeah, almost, yeah.
Like, there's four lanes, and Yonge Street is busy.
Yeah.
It's not like a little walk in the park.
Right.
And I'm like, I can make it to the church across the street.
Thank God.
Right?
Right.
So I start.
Literally. Get, thank you.
Pardon? Oh.
Never mind.
So I start and I'm like, here we go. I look both ways. Weirdly, nothing's coming. And I throw my foot on the gas and I, what is it? What's the word when you're going really fast?
Sped?
I
blasted off?
No, I don't even know.
Rocketed?
No.
Jettisoned?
No. Oh. I put my foot on the gas and I take off and I get to the church. Thank goodness. In retrospect, I probably shouldn't have done that because then I could have been stuck going the wrong way on four lanes
whatever.
In the middle. That would have been even more embarrassing.
Well, you got to a spot where
I don't get embarrassed
it was,
very easily, but
it was
so then
a lot,
I got into this spot and I was then able to back up and then get in the right spot. And then I see a bunch of fluid. I'm like, darn, this is no good.
No good.
So yeah, that part is like, we were kind of Reynolds in that part because, you know, but we kind of bring it on ourselves because our cars aren't great. We have to save money for two cars and a fence. Anyway, so I call Todd.
And multiple
like,
other things, but
yes,
whatever. Yes.
I call Todd. I'm like, I just want to let you know there's something wrong with the car. It's leaking and I can't move the steering wheel. I think it's the steering fluid or
power
something.
Steering fluid, yeah.
And he's like, because he's waiting at home.
Right. Let me take over.
Okay, take
I
over.
Was about to go have a nap because that night I had to go down to Toronto to pick up Olivia and Cooper because they went to a Noah Kahan concert and I was supposed to pick them up at 11 o'clock. And I had given myself plenty of travel time. I'm like, okay, no worries. I'm going to leave about 8:15, you know, take my time.
Because
no
we
worries.
Never get to take our time with anything.
Yeah.
We run everywhere we go.
And then I'm like, okay, I'm just about to lie down for a nap because I should have a nap.
Yeah, because I said, why don't you have a nap before you go?
So
and you hadn't eaten.
Oh, I had eaten.
Oh, Spencer that point. Said you hadn't eaten.
Oh, I had eaten at that
point. I thought you were even more
And
relaxed.
So I was just about to lay down, and then you called me, so I drive over. Sure enough, power steering fluid everywhere. All over the place. I'm like, okay. That was the vehicle I was going to take.
Because the other one's a little iffy.
Right? The other one's a little iffy.
It's not a great drive.
So that's the one I was going to take. I'm like, oh, great. Uh-huh. So call CAA. Okay, we'll be there. And
we
so
have
this
CAA
is about,
specifically for these
that's
things.
Right. This is about 10 to 7-ish,
yes.
Right?
And I can't stay with the car because Emma's got our other CEA card. Like, I could stay, but I had just been in a rehearsal being mm-hmm. thespian for 4 hours.
Right.
So
my name's on the card, so I had to be there.
Yeah.
Right.
So Todd stays, and we get home, and then it dawns on me.
Oh, the next day.
Oh, my goodness. Olivia is going for her license the next day.
Yes.
And has to use the journey.
Right.
Can't use the van because you can't go for your license with anything that has lights on the dashboard.
We got a few.
We have a few on the van. We're not even talking about the van
right
now. But we are like, I'm like, oh my gosh. Olivia mm-hmm. needs to go for a license tomorrow at 1:30. She's never practiced on any cars but ours.
Right. Never driven any of the cars.
Yeah, because like, what would be the reason to?
Yeah.
This is a huge deal in a 16-year-old's life. She wants her license. I'm like, how is this even happening? So before we even figured that out, then we have to figure out, because the tow truck takes 2 hours to get there. 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Almost a full
like,
2 hours.
Was yeah, 2 hours and
I got a notification on my app saying it's supposed to be there at 8:32 and I called at 10 to 7. I'm like, oh boy, okay, well, that'll still give me enough time. I'm thinking, what time does the guy roll in? 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
And which, I'm doing sitting there doing the math in my head the whole time. I'm like, okay.
Because we don't want our kids to wait outside Toronto.
Downtown Toronto, right.
Yeah. Because they're still young and Uncle Gavi got them to Toronto, which was
awesome. Got them all set up.
But Todd had to drive the two, because going downtown Toronto, it takes 2 hours from our doorstep to get downtown Toronto and then 2 hours home. So Todd was in for a 4 hour drive, which is fine, but he had to work the next day, had to get up at 6 and knew he was going to bed at 1. So just kind of didn't want it to be so crazy. So then we're like, we have to get our car to Precision. So we go to Precision because they treat us beautifully. We love them.
Mini shout out to Jill and the crew.
Mini shout out to Jill. Maybe Jill listens. But Jill takes such good care of us. So we get the car towed to Precision. Spencer and I are waiting. And in the meantime, I ask my mom and dad if we can borrow their car. Because honestly, the van is not the greatest car to be driving down to Toronto.
A sustained 4 hour drive is probably not.
We could probably do a 2 hour drive, give it a little break.
Yeah.
Remember,
baby it a little bit.
The van is not the one that just gave us the problem. The Journey is our new car.
Not new.
I think it's new.
Not new.
I love the little Journey. It's so cute.
It's 9 model years old. They don't even make them anymore.
Well, there you go.
We're constantly reminded that they don't make them anymore. Yeah. So that's fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, we just want a car that works.
Yeah.
Doesn't give us troubles.
So Brock. Not Brock. I was just going to say Brock's the one that reminds us of the car not being great. That's why I said the word Brock.
You just said Brock.
In my head I was Brock's the one that says that our car is not great.
Well, he's accurate.
He's a little bit of a car know-it-all when it comes to our cars. Anyway, that's being said lovingly. anyway, we borrow my parents' car. I have no idea what they drive. All I know is it's white with brown seats. And they lend us their car. If you know me at all, you know that I have no idea what anybody drives. I didn't even realize that Sarah drives the same vehicle, the same van as we do. Like, I don't know cars at all.
It was a very nice drive, I can tell you that much. What I can also tell you is that it was dinging at me, and I have no idea why.
Oh, because I think with my mom, because I've had to borrow my parents' car for the last 3 times, I think if you go too fast, it dings at you. So you're probably speeding.
Perhaps.
And if you go into another lane by mistake.
Oh, no, the thing vibrates.
Okay, I think it's
that
when
I
you're,
know.
I think when it's, I don't think it bings at you when you're doing like 5 over, but if you're doing like 10 or 15 over, it bings at you. Would that make sense?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but I was with the kids coming back. I'm like, tell me why this is binging. And they couldn't tell me either.
I think it's because you were speeding.
Oh.
So well, please refrain from speeding.
If I bought that car, I would disengage that binging. Let me tell you.
Okay, shake and bake.
And I'm just keep my buddy Chris Beattie on speed dial. I'm joking.
I know you're joking.
It's gone.
All right. So then we're like, oh my goodness. And I had 2 doctor's appointments the next morning. So I couldn't even like bring Olivia driving. I had a foot doctor appointment and a naturopath appointment that had been booked for a while. But we knew Olivia had to practice in another car. And then we had to borrow a car to go down to Aurelia for her to take her driver's license. So Uncle Dougie
gave her a crash course.
Gave her a two-hour crash course on his car. What did they drive?
The Honda CRV.
Black, right?
Correct.
And they drove for about 2 hours while I was in my appointments. And then she drove down to the license place. We did a little practice run again in that vehicle. But again, like even myself, when I take, and I'm a great driver, when I take a new car out, it takes a little while to get used to a different vehicle.
For sure. Yeah.
Like, because, you know, if you feel like you're putting your foot on the gas, all of a sudden it goes quicker than it should. I don't know. So I was really worried about that, but it was a success. Even though we were Reynolds big time, Livy got her license.
Yeah. And, thank you know, goodness. Again, I said, well, it's a good thing it happened now versus an hour later when I was trying to drive to Toronto.
Yeah, so like,
because I wouldn't have been able to get the kids then and everything, you know.
It would have
so
been a disaster. So we
things
always
happen for a
they
reason,
happen for,
right?
We try really hard to.
We say that.
Yeah.
It's always not the easiest pill to swallow.
No.
But, you know.
It does happen for a reason. So we're very blessed that the car did not, that the car broke down after my rehearsal and not while you were driving on the highway.
Yes.
I am very, very thankful for that.
And we've discussed potential causes of this. It
we
was
have.
A, it was a it was a power steering line, a pressure line that went. Mm-hmm. And as Olivia was trying to learn to drive, she would oftentimes take the wheel and turn it as far and as hard as she could.
And you can't do that with a brand new Journey.
And then you have the it's not brand new. Do you have the sound effect that it makes? Kind of, yes. It's like, you know, when you turn the wheel too much. Let's just say that was a common sound
I did.
Heard in the vehicle when she was learning to drive.
Yes, and Olivia was not the easiest person to teach to drive because she gets very... Olivia is actually the one that's the easiest probably to get along with. Would you say?
Oh, yeah, she's very easy to get along with.
Yeah, super easy to get along with.
She's the easiest.
Yeah, she probably is.
She is.
Yeah. But when she's driving, she is not the easiest to get along with. She is
She's
ignorant.
A queen in control.
She's queen in control. And she's so insulted when you tell her that she's done something wrong. It is crazy how insulted she
gets. I did remind her that even though she has her G license, I still will be teaching her and coaching her on the ins and outs of the road.
Right?
Road preparedness.
She thinks that she knows everything about the roads. She's almost on the verge of being rude to us when she is annoyed when we tell her, slow down. I said, okay, so as we're taking, maybe we should do a whole thing on the license. Like, just so you know, if the instructor that is going to give you your license jolts forward, you're probably going to fail.
Or backwards when you're taking off.
Right.
Not
anyway,
that that's a common occurrence.
She does, but she, yeah, that's
not
fine.
Not at all.
Anyway, so we were Reynolds, but we definitely had a great outcome, and that was Olivia getting her license. And when you have six people in your family and somebody else gets their license, and that means somebody else can take over some of the drives, that is an exciting, exciting day.
So glorious.
We were Reynolds, but we had some beautiful things happen after, so.
You know, speaking of driving.
Yes.
Did you hear about the street renaming that occurred?
No.
Well, they had, I forget what town it was, they had a street named after Chuck Norris, but they had to change it shortly afterwards.
Why?
Because nobody crosses Chuck Norris. So.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. And Chris and Kyle, we hope you enjoyed your shout out. Thanks so much, everyone.
Bye.
Until next time. Your summer days were long.